I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump raged online after technical problems delayed a conference call with faith leaders. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
When the president had trouble connecting with thousands of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim leaders in a White House conference call Monday afternoon, he did not exhibit the biblical virtues of patience, kindness, or self-control. Instead, he quickly complained in social media posts about AT&T, saying they don't know what they're doing. He also threatened to use a different carrier next time. The call started after a 20-minute delay. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP leaders are trying to get President Trump's tax and spending bill through the Senate at this hour. Senate Majority Leader John Thune explains why it's important to pass this mega spending bill.
This is good for America. This is good for the American people. It's good for working families. And it's been a long debate. I know people are weary. But at the end of the day, we want to get this done so that this country is safer and stronger and more prosperous, not only for today, but for future generations of Americans.
It's a pivotal moment for the Republicans who have control of Congress and who are racing to wrap up work with just days to go before Trump's holiday deadline Friday. A sheriff says a man shot firefighters battling a blaze in northern Idaho after they asked him to move his vehicle, killing two of them and wounding a third. Authorities say the man had set a fire, and the firefighters who rushed to put out the blaze instead found themselves under fire. They took cover behind fire trucks, but two died and a third was wounded during the barrage of gunfire over several hours. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris said it appears the man later killed himself. This is SRN News. American parents aren't the only ones concerned about school books.
During the pandemic, moms and dads in this country got a closer look at what their kids were reading in class, and some of it shocked them. Numerous books promoting the LGBT lifestyle, some of them pornographic, being given to kids right down to elementary school. Well, now parents in Canada are discovering the same thing and are mobilizing, too. Many of the same books are being used north of the border, and demands are being made for that to stop. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Czech authorities have detained five teenagers for being radicalized online by ISIS and charged two of them with trying to set fire to a synagogue. Lawmen say most of the suspects are under 18 years of age. They were detained as a result of an international investigation that started last year. The five are accused of promoting hateful content on social media against Jews and other minorities. SRN News. More than 72 million Americans are expected to travel for the 4th of July holiday.
AAA says most will travel by car, with the busiest travel days on Wednesday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 6th. TSA expects to screen more than 18 million air travelers between Tuesday and the following Monday. Since Independence Day falls on a Friday, some are planning to head out early to get a jump on the travel weekend.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says trade talks with the U.S. have resumed after Canada rescinded its plan to tax U.S. technology firms. President Trump said Friday he was suspending trade talks with Canada over its plans to continue with its tax on technology firms, which he called a direct and blatant attack on our country. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.